Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Pizza, this is Olivia speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, how are you? I'd like to book a reservation for tonight, please.
We don't do reservations, sir. It's a walk-in basis type of restaurant, first come, first serve.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Meaning we don't take reservations.
Okay.
You don't call in and reserve a table. You just come in and with your party and you will be seated if we have available tables.
You know, I'm not really sure that works for me. So can I just get a reservation, please?
It has to work for you because we don't take reservations. If you look on the website, it clearly says that we don't take reservations.
I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Olivia.
Olivia, okay. I was hoping that this would be some kind of a surprise, but you're not going to believe me when I tell you something.
What are you talking about?
I am actually your long-lost brother, and I need to talk to you.
What?
Yeah.
What are you...
It's true. And I want to meet you. I want to meet you.
Who's your father? How are you my brother?
Well, I want to meet you and tell you all about it. It's a crazy story. I tracked you down, so I was hoping maybe I could get a table there so I can meet you and we can talk.
Well, you can walk in, and when I see you, we can talk then. But as far as you trying to get a reservation or whatever game it is you're trying to play right now, it's not going to happen.
Oh, I'm not trying to play any sort of game, sis. I'm assuming by the time I get there, it's a long trip for me. I'm going to be pretty hungry, so maybe we could just, you know, set a table aside so you and I could...
Sir, like I said before, we do not take reservations. And you're not my brother. Like,
okay, you're right. You're right. I am not your brother.
I know I'm right. And I already told you that you're just trying to do that to get a reservation. And I already told you that it's not going
to
happen.
I'm not trying to do that just to get a reservation. But the truth is, while I am not your brother, I do have some information on your real brother. And you and I should meet about it.
I don't have a brother. Stop it with these games, sir.
If you
want to come in for food, you can. But we don't take reservations.
Actually, you do. You do have a brother. It was kept a secret from you as a baby. And he's alive and he's doing well and he wants to meet you. I could come to the restaurant. We could, you know, share a piece of pizza and I could tell you all about it. It just at a table that is like predetermined.
A table that's predetermined sounds a lot like a reservation to me. I just told you we don't do reservations.
No. I just meant it'd probably be better if we planned it out more so that I could give you all of this information about your brother.
Enough with a brother, okay? I'm going to hang up the phone.
Okay, well, if you hang up, the Prince of Persia is going to be pissed. I'm telling you that right now.
Now what are you talking about?
Well, I was trying to make a reservation for the Prince of Persia who wanted to come dine at your establishment. But
listen, sir, I don't care if it's the prince, the princess, or the whole entire royal family. We don't take reservations here. I don't know why you keep asking for a reservation after I told you several times.
Okay.
We don't do reservations.
Okay, well,
the
website
doesn't do reservations.
I was just trying to do a prank phone call on you. That's it. Jeez.
Yeah, I figured it was a prank call with all the stupid stuff you're saying.
No, actually,
I don't have time for this.
Okay.
I'm at work.
No.
Do you not have anything better to do that you're coming up with all this stuff just to try to get a reservation?
No, I'm actually serious about this. Your cousin Shirley?
What about Shirley? How do you know her?
She set you up for this prank phone call. This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you.
Shirley did this?
Yes, she did. She thought it would be funny. She told me that you get annoyed with customers who call for reservations all the time.
Well, she knows I'm at work. Now is not the time.
Okay. So the reservation thing, still a no?
You're a moron.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.